Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Today, we're coming from Psalms chapters 90 through 92 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We come before you, Lord God, as humbly as we know how, giving you thanks and giving you praise, oh God, for your mercy, your love, and your kindness toward each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord, for how you continue to move in our lives. We thank you, Lord, that there's nothing hidden from you. You see every need. You know us by name. Hairs on our heads, they are numbered, and you are in control of every aspect of our life. Lord, we humble ourselves in your presence, oh God, even right now in the name of Jesus, giving honor and glory to the God of our lives, giving honor and glory to the only true and living God, the only Savior of all mankind, giving glory to our strength, our protection, our healer, our waymaker, our provider, oh, our strength. I've probably said that already, but Lord, I just thank you this morning. Oh, my God, I give you glory and I give you praise. I thank you, Lord God, that your hand is all about us. Oh, Lord God, cover us in your blood on today, Lord God. Bless each and every prayer that is going up before you, Lord, of all the listeners of our families. Lord God, you see the predicaments that we find ourselves in, those that we caused and those that somebody else caused and those that seemingly just happened. But, Lord, nothing is just happenstance in your hands. Everything, Lord God, you see it, and you know why it is, and you know how it is, and you know how to bring us out. Lord God, we honor you today. Amen, because you are our way maker. You are our restorer, our generator. Hallelujah, our repairer. Oh, Lord God, repair us on today. Forgive us, Lord, every sin of omission and commission, and help us, Lord God, to see, amen, the way of salvation that is yet before us. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, open up our minds and our hearts to receive of your word on today, to receive understanding most of all, amen, that bring forth fruits of obedience, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move in us, Lord, every pain and every sorrow, every bad decision that we've made because of things that has happened. Lord God, we're asking that you move, that you take control. Even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, bless every relationship this morning, Lord, every parent, child, every marriage, Lord God, every job relationship, Lord, every pastor relationship. Lord, just move in the midst of us. We need so many things, Lord God, we've lifted up to you. Even, Lord God, the secret to prayer in our hearts, Lord God, that we lift up before you right now. Oh, Lord, that you move in the midst of all of it. Oh, Lord, and we will forever give you the praise and give you the honor and give you the glory because you are Lord and you are our salvation. You're our helper and you are our God. Lord, we just thank you today and we bless your name in the mighty name of Jesus. And then we're reading from Psalms 90 through 92 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought ever, you had formed the earth and the world. Even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn man to destruction and say, "Return, O children of men, for 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, and like a watch in the night. You carry them away like a flood. They are like a sleep. In the morning, they are like grass which grows up. In the morning, it flourishes and grows up. In the evening, it is cut down and withers. For we have been consumed by your anger, and by your wrath we are terrified. You have set your iniquities before you. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance. For all our days have passed away in your wrath. We finish our years like a sigh. The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knows the power of your anger? For as the fear of you, so is your wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Return, O Lord. How long? And have compassion on your servants. Oh, satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us, the years in which we have peered into. Let your work appear to your servants and your glory to their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and upon the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. You shall trample underfoot, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore, I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him, and with long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp, with harmonious sound, for you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. O Lord, how great are your works! Your thoughts are very deep. Man does not know, nor does a fool understand this. When the wicked spring up like grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. But you, Lord, are on high forever. For behold, your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. My eye also has seen my desire on my enemies. My ears hear my desire on the wicked who rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. I have read, and you have heard, from Psalms chapters 90 through 92, from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you in Jesus' name. I hope you will continue to join me as we continue in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.